The stove is still a stove, I guess, and people still are talking. A number doubtless celebrate, while doubtless some are squawking. But do they talk of baseball's past and baseball yet to be? I think they don't so much these days. Can it be only me who feels that football's taken center stage and left and right, and shouldered baseball out of bounds, if not clear out of sight? It's March. The Super Bowl is barely over, yet it seems that football, absent until August, fills the gurgling streams of call-in shows and sections of the paper labeled sports. It's all which end will end up where, and unconfirmed reports of teams that need a running back, or coaches who need hiring, or dunderheaded ownership, or coaches who need firing. Where once we were a nation that would greet the hint of spring with talk of prospects ripe to show us what they all might bring as they came up from AAA and made it to the show, we mumble now of football guys and where they're going to go, despite the fact that they won't take the field until the fall. I wonder sometimes what the heck has happened to us all that we should see as headline news the Anquan Boldin trade, a strange transaction, odd as any champ has made. For Baltimore, where late the guy had played a starring role, were winners when they played the Niners in the Super Bowl. And now they've gone and sent this Boldin to the team they beat. Does this not tempt the football gods to hand them a defeat when next the Ravens meet the Niners somewhere down the line? The trade for Ravens fans is surely somewhere south of fine, because it's not like Baltimore blew San Francisco out. They won by 3, and late into the game it was in doubt. Would you, in that same circumstance, send Anquan Boldin to the team that nearly caught you at the end? I mean, would you? Oops, now I've gone and done it. I've talked football in the spring. Lord help me, Lord help baseball too, the game that once was king.